I may.
My colleague gave you this perspective from the European integration point of view, and I'm just going to complement that with the regional perspective. Serbia is the chair of SEFTA, that was mentioned by my colleague from Mihaela Gorman from Moldova, who has been herself very active in the work of SEFTA in the previous period, and we have always had very good cooperation with the Republic of Moldova in the framework of SEFTA. Trade facilitation has been mentioned many times today, and I would just add a few words on that topic. So, Mr. Chairman and dear colleagues, Mr. Secretary of the Committee, as I just said, the trade facilitation has been a major topic in international trading system for a number of years now. Reduction and simplification of trade was recognized as an important contributing factor to trade and economic growth in general. So these were some of the major reasons for negotiations on the multilateral trade agreement on trade facilitation. And as you probably may know, end of February, the TFA trade facilitation agreement negotiated under the framework of WTO has entered into force. And this is the first success story in 21 years old the history of the World Trade Organization. I'm not going to spend much time on the figures, but it is obvious that, for instance, OECD estimates that the full implementation of the trade facilitation agreement will actually lead to the increase of probably 15% of trade, which would be as much as $1 trillion US dollars annually. It is considered that actually implementing the trade facilitation agreement will also increase the opportunity for countries to integrate into the global value chains, which is also a very popular topic in the agenda of the international trade. As it was shown, global value chains have played a key role in the rapid expansion of trade, both in developed and developing countries, as small and medium enterprises suffer more from administrative burdens than the larger enterprises. They are expected to benefit considerably from implementation of the trade facilitation agreement. Being part of this wider multilateral process or the setting and recognizing the importance of the trade facilitation, SEFTA parties embarked upon an ambitious goal and plan of agreeing on a regional legal framework for trade facilitation. Negotiations on the additional Protocol 5 that deals with trade facilitation were concluded in less than 2 years, which was quite an achievement. The adoption of the additional Protocol 5 is now pending, and we hope it's going to happen rather soon. In the course of the negotiations on this legal instrument on trade facilitation for the region, SEFTA parties were supported by many international organizations, among which also by the UNEC. We benefited especially from the valuable inputs provided by the regional advisor. In this regard, we also had very good cooperation. Mario, yes, thank you for that. We also had good cooperation with, of course, with UNCTAD, who is, I believe, also present here today, and World Bank, World Customs Organizations, and then not to name, the list is long. Republic of Serbia, of course, attaches great importance to this topic, obviously, it goes without saying. And in the work program of Serbia's chairmanship of SEFTA for 2017, trade facilitation is the key component since we are trying to achieve the truly free movement of goods in the region. At the regional level, the highest priority will be given to timely preparations for the implementation of the provisions on mutual recognitions of border documents. So we are here talking about the so-called MTMs that are present at the border. So we are trying to facilitate, eliminate as many or to the extent, to the maximum extent. And the other issue will be the mutual recognition of the authorized economic operators. This is also stemming from the big WTFA or TF agreement. The importance is also recognized through the consolidated agenda in which of CEFTA for the future period, in which trade facilitation is, as I said, the key component, and the other one is the further liberalization of trade in services. This is all to sustain synergy between the implementation of CEFTA and the Southeastern Europe 2020 strategy. For those who are not from our region, from Southeastern Europe, just a small caveat, and I'm going to explain that actually the Southeastern European 2020 strategy actually reflects determination of all the governments in this part of Europe to embrace bold policy approaches required to attain the levels of socio-economic growth necessary to improve their prosperity of our prosperity and to facilitate eventual integration into the European Union. As my colleague said yesterday and the day before, we were exposed to a new, we were not very clear on the substance of the study itself and the project. And thanks to a good workshop that we had and also talks with the secretariat, now we have much clearer picture of what we want to achieve. So we are one of the countries that is in the pipeline, and we look forward to working with UNEC. We are not going to be present tomorrow, I'm also asking you kindly to reflect our statements under the agenda item C, also cooperation with EC and stakeholders and priority needs. Thank you.